good to be here this morning.
Amen.
Good to feel what I feel.
Amen.
And I know it ain't coming from nowhere but from above.
Amen.
I got one verse that we're going to bear the burden of the message. If I bring a message or whatever I bring, this verse will bear the burden of it. You'll find it in the 6th chapter. In the 15th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 25th verse. But this came to pass, that the word might be fulfilled, that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now the suffering that Jesus did, he done it for a cause. And the word cause, it's been on my mind for days. I couldn't find no direction until I got here this morning. But for a cause. Do we do what we do day after day? Are there a cause behind it?
Amen.
Jesus said they hated me mm-hmm. without a cause.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Bible said, how are we going to be hopping around here and there? Therefore, seeing we also are compassed about so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight mm-hmm. and the sin which do so easy to beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, enduring the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus, while he was here, he endured a cross. He endured two crosses. And I would explain that later on. You've always heard that Jesus carried the cross. Up gone off his heel. I'm here to tell you that he carried two crosses. Up gone off his heel. To the top. The Bible said, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up, praying, and strong crying, and tears, unto him, that was able to save him, from death, and was feared, in that he feared, though he were a son, I yet learned obedience by the things that he suffered. He suffered for a cause. Me and you, I was a cause. The Bible said in the one place, he told the disciples, he said, I will be crucified. And in 3 days, I will rise again. Boys, you know, God so loved the world, that was me and you, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believeth in him, I should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our Savior, who come and was born into the end of the flesh, I began to take on the flesh and walk among men, and they beat up on him, and they done everything to him that we could imagine. I said that he carried two crosses. In those days, capital punishment, I was crucifixion. The thieves that was hung on the cross, our Savior went there and hung there. Between two thieves, our Savior was not guilty, and they hated him. He said, while he was here, I was offered up praying and strong crying to him that was able to save him. He learned obedience through the things that he suffered for me and you. I was the cause. Then he went to the Calvary. Me and you. I was the cause. Then he went there. If you'll stop and think, in those days, he was in the flesh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you're in the flesh? He heard, like me and you. He suffered, affliction, like me and you. For his natural body, he would dread it, to go to the cross, because of the pain, and the agony, that he must, suffer, after all the things, that he went through, as he walked here, can you imagine how he dreaded for his own flesh to be nailed to a tree without a cause? He lay, went about doing good. The Father. He said, Father, if it be possible, I let this cup pass from me. But it was not possible that he would pass that if me and you were going to be saved.
Yeah.
It took his blood. So I can imagine seeing that man walking through the garden of Gethsemane. I can imagine seeing that man going through a frail form of a trial. I can't even find no fault with a man. There's not a cause that this man should die. He's got to go anyway. But you know what? Then on the other hand, he was going for the people that even hated him, the people that were leading him to the cross, and they beat on him, they passed a guilty judgment on him without a cause. They hated him. He endured his cross. You know what I thought about? Are we really endearing our cross? Thing that we go through and every decision that we make is a cause for this. As I travel along over the land working for God, and I see people that once went to church, had a good testimony, and they fell by the wayside. Did they have a cause to fall by the wayside? Why did they turn their back on Jesus? Did they have a cause? Jesus said that we don't have a cause because he suffered it all.
Yeah.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. If I make it all the way, I will look to Jesus. 100%. I will be at the house of God when the doors is open. I will be in a place that he prepared for me, that I could come each service and feel what we feel this morning. Man, what a cause. Jesus, you think about letting down Jesus. We'd like to think and put ourselves in a place. They've done him awful. I would not have done that if I'd have been there. We've forsaken the house of God day after day. We've forsaken Jesus. They've forsaken me without a cause. But he went on. He suffered for his own personal heartaches. But then on the other hand, for me and you, he went all the way. For me and you, he bled and died on Calvary. He knew if he would endure all the way to the end, the Father would take him back. There was a day after the death and after burial and after the resurrection, he come forth. He showed himself and that unto the apostles, and they were standing, and when he took his flight, what a glorious day. Don't you know that he was an awful sight to see our Lord, who said they hated me without a cause. I don't believe the world ever seen him go up. Only the apostles. Only they that was endearing their salvation. Only they that was endearing their salvation. And I'm here to tell you today, only people that's going to see him, on the great judgment day, is the righteous. Those that endeared all the way. I thought about, it's already been said, I thought about the awful things that are going on in California and around the world. In California they're burning up. Are there calls? I don't know. There's one that sits on the throne that knows what they're going on. The storms from the south are coming in. Are there calls? I believe that America has let down on Jesus. You might as well to say that America hated him without a cause.
Amen.
If you love him, you serve him.
That's right,
brother.
Right?
If you love me, you will keep my commandments. You will do whatsoever I have said unto you. He come and bled and died for us. All he's asked us to love him.
That's right.
You love him, you love the church. No different, no other way around it. You'll love to go to the house of God. I believe one of the old prophets of old, he said, he'd rather to suffer affliction for a little while season. I used to enjoy the pleasures of sin. Listen, I'd rather be with the people of God. I'd rather be with people of God. Seeing the power, as we've seen this morning, there was joy here. Why? Because we loved him enough to come to the house of God. We come together. He poured a blessing out on us. Listen, I can almost hear him from his heart. I come for you. I come, suffer, bled, and died because my Father wanted me to. He didn't want to blood. He didn't want to suffer like that. But he's willing to, just so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Listen, he's sitting on the throne making intercessions for me and you. Because he still loves us. But I'm sadly to say, one of these days that'll be turned around. Can you imagine all the things that are going on around us? What if we was there? What if we was caught in a situation like we see on the television? What's going on? Brother, one day I will be caught in a bad predicament. Except we serve Jesus. The day of judgment is coming. And I'm fixing to give you just a little bit of that. We are here. We go about doing whatever we want to do. But you think about it. When I get slothful with Jesus, are there calls for me to sit down on my Lord? No. He come, bled and died, went through this life, suffered all the way, that me and you might have life and have it more abundantly. He don't want us to be gloom and doom and just moping around, but he wants us to be happy. He wants us to be happy. We come out from among the world and the things of the world. Brother, you talk about happy. You never been happy until you got Jesus down in our soul. Listen, feeding us whatever we stand in need of. Now the man has already come through all agony. He even told us, looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. He is the finisher of my faith. If I'll endure, if I will endure my salvation. I know there's times that it don't go good with us. I know there's times of sickness and sorrow. We must suffer certain things. But I'm telling you, when the joy of your salvation is leaving, was there a cause to not feel the presence of God? There's not a cause. The ways of transgression is hard. When we neglect the great plan of salvation, even the writer said, how shall we escape if we neglect such a salvation? Jesus went through heartaches and disappointments, and so will we, but there'll be joy in our soul. He knew what heaven was like. He knew what it was like around his Father's house. And he said to Thomas, he said, I'm going away, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And whosoever will come after me, let them deny themselves and take up my cross. We don't have to carry the cross that Jesus carried. Getting ourselves there, praying, seeking, asking, doing whatever he said to do. Now, the next move that Jesus is going to make, he's going to be a totally different person. He will love us all the way. Always he will love God's people. He will love the saints all the way. And he's prepared a place for us. But I find a place in Revelations. He won't be the lovely Jesus no more. He won't be the lovely man that walked, bled, and died for me and you. For those that neglected what he said to do, we can find them again. In Revelations 6 and 12, the Bible said this, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun become black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon become as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casting her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heavens departed parted as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and an island were moved out of their place. Were moved out of their place. Things is happening. And the kings of the earth, and the great man, and the rich man, and the chief captain, and the mighty man, and every bond man, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said unto the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that said they hated me without a cause. Of them that sat on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, and from for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Hide us from the face of that man we call Jesus. And he said, I'm faithful and I'm just to forgive you of everything. There's nothing that mankind will do that Jesus is not able to forgive us. To hide us. I'd rather be hid in the arms of Jesus. It's to just mess around. Drift right. You know what? He'll let us drift right on down to the doorways of death. And through the doorways of death, we won't either be saved or lost. Depending on how that we've lived our life. It's just as plain and simple as that. He said, they forsake me without a cause. They hated me without a cause. They denied me without a cause. Are there a cause why I'm in here here this morning? Sure they are. We want to be hid from that great day. We want to be able to stand on that great day because his wrath. See, he has judgment in his hands. On that day, he ain't going to have no mercy on nobody. We're already at home. We're already hidden in the arms of Jesus. And then God will be there, Michael, Gabriel, all the hosts of heaven. That's a place I want to be. I didn't know what in the world I was going to do with just a very short verse. But it just tore my heart out. It just melted my heart to know. I could just imagine seeing him coming down the road. And he said, they hated me without a cause. And one day, the wrath of the Lamb, he will have no mercy on us. These men, mighty men, great men, the greatest man of this earth, will be running and a-bagging and pleading for the rocks to fall on them, to hide them. But you know what? There ain't no hiding place there. No. There's no hiding place. When you think about just laying out of church for whatever reason, or just drifting back out into the wilds of the world, thinking about Jesus. Did you dislike him that much? Does the devil have more to offer than Jesus? He offered us eternal life. There's a burning flames of hell. It's offered.
with the devil and his angels. And whosoever will not serve God. I'm going to ask Melissa to come to the piano. I don't know on what you get out of it this morning. I feel prayer as Stan. You feel like coming. Jesus. I don't want to forsake you. Help me to get closer to you. Help me to do a greater work. I don't want to meet you a running from your wrath. That'd be an awful thing to do, running from your wrath. He said in the last days he would turn people over to a reprobate mind. They get in a stage, they don't care. They get in a stage, they won't listen. The holy word of God cannot penetrate into their hearts. People are like that right here. In our surroundings. You can't touch them with nothing. Would it be more? Everybody happy on their journey. Boys, let's laugh. Let's show God, Jesus, that we love Him. We had a little taste of that earlier this morning. I just can't get there, preacher. I got something more important to do. How would you thank Jesus looking at me? You might have something more important to do, I don't know. But you'll feel good, you'll feel justified by it. We do have reasons that we don't do the things we maybe sometimes we want to do. But we'll take care of it somewhere or another. I just give you what's given to me. You feel like I preach the truth, you mad at me? You're real mad at me, come check in with me. Praise the Lord.